With the Taliban in control, many Afghans who worked with the U.S. are desperately trying to flee their homeland. And we've spoken with some of them, including one we're identifying only as Muhammad. He was a colonel in the Afghan military. He did two training stints at a U.S. Air Force base. Now, he and his family, along with other military families, are in hiding. NPR's Greg Myrie has our story.
Muhammad, his wife, and their five children were part of the massive crush of people trying to make it into the Kabul airport last week. When Muhammad reached a Taliban checkpoint, he presented his documents. They included his American Social Security card and a Texas driver's license, acquired while he was training at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. He hit a wall of hostility.
The Taliban stopped everybody, including me. Once they checked my documents, when they see American documents, they wanted to tear them all. But my wife yelled at them. She didn't allow them to tear the document.
That gutsy move by his wife saved the documents. But the Taliban ordered the family to sit on the side of the street. Hours later, a suicide bomber blew up nearby, killing 13 American troops and more than 100 Afghans. Muhammad then decided it was too difficult and too dangerous to make it out through the Kabul airport.
When the Taliban captured Kabul, we are really in a bad situation, and we left Kabul because we can't stay there, we can't live there. They are seeking us.
He's now part of a group of 20 families, more than 100 people altogether, who quietly traveled by bus to northern Afghanistan in hopes of finding a way out. On the trip, the men wore women's burqas so the Taliban wouldn't stop and search them. All the families have members who were part of Afghanistan's collapsed military. Many, like Muhammad, were instructors at the military academy in Kabul. Another former instructor is a woman we're identifying only as Wasma. She says the group is constantly changing locations for their safety.
One night we are stay in one place, another night we will stay in another place. It is dangerous for us.
The Taliban say they won't punish Afghans who worked with the Americans, but many don't believe them. Muhammad says the Taliban came looking for him back in Kabul, though he wasn't home.
The Taliban entered to my house, checking my house and my children. They saw the Taliban. When they see the Taliban, they were really, really afraid.
Muhammad and Wasma are both firmly rooted in Afghanistan. They had no plans to leave until the Taliban swept across the country in a matter of days. American Lark Escobar, who lives in San Antonio, is urgently trying to help these Afghan families get out. She's known many of them since she served as an advisor at the military academy in Kabul a decade ago.
So they're frightened, they're in hiding, they have no money. And the fear that is very legitimate is that the hotels and safe houses that they're currently hiding in will turn them over to the Taliban for non-payment of bills.
She's contacted the State Department, but says there's no clear plan to help. The U.S. airlift is over, there are no commercial flights for now, and neighboring countries are mostly closing their borders to Afghans.
It is so difficult. All the night we cannot even sleep. What will be happen in the morning?
The families, Wasma says, feel more vulnerable with each passing day. Greg Myrie, NPR News.